It's 88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield here, and just so happy that we're able to support local musicians here in the LA area. And we've been playing one for a little while, Grand Canyon. New song is called Standing in the Shadows. Recording a new album, getting that ready to go. Joined right now by Casey, Joe, and Amy. Thank you so much for coming on in and playing some songs for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
I guess, you know, since we're a lot of people are getting introduced to you guys and finding out about you, how did you guys get together? How did you start the band?
Basically, I moved out here about 4 years ago and met Joe through a mutual friend, a friend in New York, and I was coming from New York, and he's like, you guys got to meet when you get out there. And Joe actually reached out and said, we should meet up. This guy keeps saying that we should meet up. And a very rare story in LA that people actually do what they plan on doing.
We'll see each other face to face. Well, yeah. Were you in like a general similar vicinity? Did that help? Or were you like in totally different sides of the city? Because moving out here is not exactly easy. What do you think of that?
We were lucky that we were pretty close, so over on the east side.
And now they're really close.
And now we're really close, yeah. Now we live, like, really close to each other. But before, we were, like, maybe 10 or 15 minutes away from each other. And we met up, and to this guy's credit, we really hit it off quickly, musically, and just come from the same place, I think, so.
So what was the time frame that you were starting up Grand Canyon as a band?
So when we first met, we were, you know, talking, and I had come out here thinking, well, I'm going to probably do my music that I was just, like, doing solo stuff. And I had Joe and a guy named John and Fitz who were in the band, and we started sort of rehearsing just some of my songs. And then just having conversations, we were like, we need to start another band.
We need to start a band.
A band.
And kind of the idea was, what if Stevie Nicks had joined the Heartbreakers? And that was...
Which we were talking about the Running Down a Dream documentary, in which she sort of says, like, if they would have asked me to join, I would have quit Fleetwood Mac and joined the Heartbreakers. So we were like, what if? What if?
Tumbling down, and the whole thing goes up in slow.
I went and saw your bootleg show on June 5th, and you know, I was just blown away. But you know, those are the first two comparisons that come to mind. Number one, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. By the way, your jacket that night, Casey, was on point to be Tom Thank Petty. You. Number one. But it's just like, you know, you watch it, it's like, wow, this is just like Petty, because you have, you know, your lead vocals and the guitar and you know, keys, which are huge in all the Petty records with Ben Montench, and then you know, having Amy there was almost like, oh, Stevie Nicks is joining them on tour, almost like that did actually happen. So I mean, what does it feel like to kind of, you know, have that connection there with Tom Petty and Fleetwood Mac, like the first time people see you?
It means everything, because that was like it was the vision, you know, and people do come up to us and say, wow, you guys are really like that. And it's like, well, thank goodness we had the idea and actually followed through, and it has just sort of somehow magically come together pretty well.
And a lot of people will say, like, oh, this is what's missing, and we're hoping that that's the case, and we're the secret weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you add on to that? You know, you are your own band. You're not Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. You're not Fleetwood Mac. So what are some of the ways that you kind of, like, try to add on to that and modernize it, you know, now that we're talking, you know, we're in the 21st century?
Well, we love Elvis.
Yeah. I guess... probably just the fact that we are, you know, further down the road in history. You know, when we made the record, we'd certainly sat down when we were writing songs trying to do this classic rock thing. But our sort of vision in terms of recording and mixing especially was to, you know, bring a modern flair from the production side. So, you know, it's still very rooted in, you know, drums, bass, guitar, keys, harmonies, sort of thing.
bringing someone like Brendan Benson into the studio, helping you guys out with the mixing and everything. I mean, what did he add on? Like, was there any insights that you felt particularly good to get from him?
He was huge.
Yeah, I think he played a big role in terms of, we just kind of let him run wild with the mixing of it. And I think he definitely added a lot of creative ideas that maybe weren't there before.
Yeah, he might take a guitar line that he thought was great from the last chorus, and he's like, this needs to be in every chorus. Or he would take, he added a couple, some instrumentation around that just sort of brought some life to tracks that, you know, we recorded the whole thing ourselves in basically a rehearsal space in North Hollywood. So, I don't know, I think somehow we came out of it with a pretty interesting sounding album.
And that's one of the big things. It sounds like you're all kind of like on the same page about, we want to be Tom Petty meets Fleetwood Mac for the 21st century.
Yeah.
It's almost like you guys were able to come together and being in a rehearsal space, you know, did that kind of help out in that sense? Because you just played together as a band, just like, this is what we want to do? All being together like that?
There was about a 6-month period where we didn't have gigs, we didn't have any, like, we weren't even really planning to record the way that we ended up recording, but we were just probably rehearsing 3 or 4 times a week and just sort of wanting to be as good of a band as possible, you know, and to be ready when we do start playing gigs and to be ready when we do start recording. And then it just so happened we were like, well, why don't we
put up some microphones
and start
recording.
It's Grand Canyon here live in studio playing some new songs, working on a new album. Always happy to support local musicians. So thank you so much for coming on in.
Thank you so much for having
us.
It means more than you know to have found some support here in this city. So
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 88.5 FM.